Sins, I got sins in my mind and some ends, lots of them on my minds and my friends. Yeah, I got friends, I'm a mind, I'm in love. I'm in love with two girls at the same time and they're tens. That's why I got tens on my mind, I got ends. Got a lot of M's on my mind, I got friends, yeah. Friends of my mind should repent. I need some Jesus in my life. Amen. I need some Jesus in my life. You know, if only I was the Son of God. This song is very rude, isn't it? Actually, that was the nice bit. My grandma, who I talked about yesterday, would not have liked this song at all. Being in love with two people at the same time, threesomes. Did all this actually happen back in the day? I mean, I'm sure it did happen, but it happened a lot less, right? Like, infinitely less. How many threesomes were there in the 1950s? They'd just come through the Second World War. I don't know, maybe there was loads of threesomes and we just didn't hear about it. Careless talk costs lives and all that, you know. Maybe like we are now after the global pandemic, we're fucking in the streets, anyone and anything. Aren't we? You know, maybe it was like that back then. Hello, mate, do you know the way to Hackney Central Station? Yeah, I do. Okay, cool, why are you giving me directions? Would you like to fuck me? Oh, yes, please. Haven't done that in ages. Ah, oh, that's so good. Left a bit. Hang on, are these Hackney directions or sexual directions? Fucking in the streets. Not back in the 50s, surely. Wasn't there when people returned from the war? Surely there was fucking in the streets. I don't know. When my grandma lost her husband to Alzheimer's and then to this world, it would have been preposterous to imagine her getting with someone else. You've had one person for life back then. There was no such thing as need. Coming out of the war, you didn't need anything apart from food and water and money and work. You didn't need anything else. You didn't need a fuck. You might have wanted a fuck, but you didn't need it. You needed food, water, shelter, peace and love. You didn't need a fuck. You certainly didn't need a threesome. Because you're in love with two people. Grow up. Can I borrow a spin of sugar, please? We've run out of sugar, because sugar is rationed, and I'm desperately trying to feed my family. Oh, yes, I can give that to you. Oh, thanks for it. Thank you. Oh, no problem. Also, do you want to come over, and we can have a threesome? Maybe I can suck your dick. Well, my husband is banging me from behind. What the fuck are you talking about, you mad woman? It's funny, isn't it? Now we have everything. We have sugar mountains that we can't use. We have sugar in every cupboard, in every drawer, literally and metaphorically. But we act like we need more. We act all the time like we always need more. Oh, I've got all this, but I need all this too. I need this and this. I need this. Got a beautiful partner, but I need to have sex with you as well because I love you as well. That isn't a need, man. It's not a need, is it? I say it to my son all the time. These are not things you need. Not that he's going on about having threesomes. He's more talking about fucking ice cream. Ice cream and a cake. That's his threesome. But you do not need any of this stuff. What you do is want stuff. And wants are completely controllable. You don't need a threesome ever. Believe me, it's just more hassle than you need or want. It's like, what do we do now? What should we do with this cock now? I didn't notice that cock. It seems like, it's like there's always a spare cock or tit. It's like there'd be more pleasure, but actually there's less because three's an odd number, isn't it? A foursome, that's what you need. You end up just fucking one person at a time. So the whole thing is just a waste of time. It's like fucking in a shared dorm. It's like fucking student digs. You end up just saying, can you go next door while you're fucking my girlfriend, please? That's what my grandma told me anyway. After the war, they were all at it. Fours and fives and sixes. Everyone did it. She once told me about 100 some after the war. They were just lining up. All those stories she shared with me. Beautiful, beautiful stories. Between trying to stay alive and gathering enough food for the family, that's exactly what they were all up to after the war. They needed to survive, and they needed gangbangs. Ludicrous. Wants and needs. Now that so many of us want for nothing now, we've lost sight, haven't we? We've lost sight about really the top three things that we need. But let's face it, we all only need one thing. You're right, this podcast.